Yeah,
we started.
there's been a lot of drama already on this episode. I just came from the march.
Yeah? Which one?
The women's march for Trump. No. It was in Astoria. No, I went to the women's march.
Queens.
How was that?
It was fun. It was a good time. But I saw a couple things that were pretty funny. I saw this little, because there were pretty graphic signs the people were holding, and pretty dirty. And there was one that was just a drawing of a dick, and it was like, it said like dick, and then it had a picture of a potato next to it. It was Dick Tater. And I was like, that's a stretch.
Hmm.
It's just a picture of a potato. But then somebody else had a picture of it said dick, and then wait, I already said that. No, it said dick, and then there was a picture of potato. The other one said, it was a picture of a dick, and then it said tater next to it.
So Ron White fans.
Yeah, dictator salad.
Back in
you gonna get character. That dictator salad.
Oh, shit, he's here.
Hey, man, how you everyone doing? Dang you. Feels weird. I was just down there in Florida, man.
Was there a march there, Ron? Did you go to the march?
I went down to the march. It was good. I marched over to Burger King, got me a Big Mac. Yeah, got me a Big Mac at Burger King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an idea.
I mean, if
down
you're
there.
Ron White, you can.
That's true. I mean, he's dictator salad. He goes in.
Yeah.
He tells him, I want a salad.
I get a Big Mac. I go down to Wendy's, get me a Whopper.
Oh, shit.
Go to Taco Bell, get me a fried spicy chicken sandwich.
What's up?
What's that?
What's
who's that?
All right, continue, Ron.
Yeah.
There you are.
Back in 2000, I was going around with a sign. It was a picture of a dick, and then my animated character, Chaney.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen Chaney?
Of course.
It's a bunch of chains with a smiley face. It's big in the BDSM animated community.
He's got a zipper mouth. Zipper mouth, the new horror film. BDSM could be. Why are there no horror movies with BDSM?
Have you seen the reviews for 50 Shades of Grey? It's basically a horror movie.
It'd be great if they just switched the genre halfway through the movie.
What's BDSM? That's.
I think it stands for butt, dick, sex, man. That works. I don't know.
It's terrible.
S&M or sadism and masochism.
Right.
But what are the BD?
BD.
BD
is
Wong?
There it is. Yeah. BD Novak. No, that's BJ, which is also pretty good. You ever have one of those? You ever get with one of them BJs?
Never.
Me neither. I've never had
sorry,
sex
I
or
yes
looked
and
at a woman.
That. I wish I could.
Dude, with how heteronormative that 50 Shades of Grey movie is, it's more like BDSWM.
Thank you.
I watched that movie. Did you like that movie?
You're more of a BDSJW.
You know, I didn't care for it, but I don't want to get into it.
Did you read the book?
No.
You read the book?
Cliff Notes.
You ever read a book?
I read the Cliff Notes.
You read any book?
I've read three books.
What books?
Huh?
What books?
All
have
the
read?
Same book. Harry just Potter. different covers.
The Bible.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Mein Kampf, your Kampf, our Kampf.
I didn't know it was a trilogy.
Oh, that's great.
Actually, when I grew up, there was in the library, it was all mine. Like, this house I'd go to in Florida, Mein Kampf. Like, every book was like a Nazi book.
Wait, for real?
Yeah,
why
for
were
real.
You going there?
There was like Scratch and Sniff, Mein Kampf. It was all of them. It was
but why were you in the house?
Yeah, that's true.
I was locked in.
And
no,
when
no.
When
I was
you scratched it, did it smell like the dirty Jew?
It smelled like myself, yeah. Why did I go in the house? It was a good friend. It was a good buddy, you know?
You got to get new buddies.
Yeah, your buds sound bad.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of choices, you know? You have limited choices where I grew up.
Okay.
Because
you know? You were saying you were hanging out with a Trump supporter this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big time Trump supporter, used car dealer. Great deals. Go down to Jack.
He's our sponsor.
Direct sales and leasing, Jack Hardy. He's on US-1 in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he big Trump guy. He said he bought Hillary toilet paper. That's what he
oh
said he did.
God.
I was like, really? I was like, you don't even hate people that you hate. Like, uh-huh. he wouldn't even do that to someone that he really that he right. knew and hated.
It'd be kind of weird if he did. If it was just some random guy and he made toilet paper out of him.
Yeah, that's true too. I guess if you get it made yourself, it's weird.
Like, imagine if we had Connor toilet paper.
I would love that.
We should get that made.
It can't cost that much money.
No, right?
And whatever it is, it's worth it.
Did you guys see? I try to stay apolitical because no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You're more like F political.
Yeah, we literally said before the pod, we're like, we're not going to talk about politics.
No, we did, but I will make this one point just to play devil's advocate for Trump. I mean, they don't have a voice on here right now. Her name rhymed with Killery. It's like, what else do you need, people? That's their main argument.
When did you have the no politics meeting? Where was that?
I'm just kidding.
You're getting
no,
beers.
Because he was talking about his Trump supporter friend, and I was like, I'm tired of talking about it today.
Okay.
But I will say, so there's all these signs at the rally that were like my pussy, my pride, or whatever. I don't know. But this this little girl. Me and Connor both heard it. This little girl goes, she was reading a sign, and it said, my pussy eats respect. She was just, like, reading it. It said, my pussy eats respect.
And the weird thing is Andrew was holding it.
The baby? Or the girl?
My pussy gets no respect.
Hey. Forget about it.
That's Amber Dangerfield.
So... the sign, so there were a lot of shitty signs.
Oh,
how, did
shitty.
You get an Instagram photo
were,
out of this?
They were naughty.
They were just naughty.
Did
they were dirty.
Did you get an Instagram photo?
I got
of
some
it?
Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
Not of me. I saw people.
You were doing
I
upskirts,
kinda,
right?
Yeah, of course.
How many people had selfie cool. sticks?
I didn't see any selfie sticks, oh, but I did good. See a lot
that's
of people getting
tampons.
Photos.
Oh, put it
wait,
in.
What?
I don't want to say it again.
Yeah. Selfie stick jokes. Is that what we've been reduced to? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I saw there were some good ones. I don't know. It was they were fine. The only one I don't like. Tell me how you guys feel about this one. I don't like the love Trump's hate because it's confusing. Mm. Love to get the word Trump out of there. It's confusing. It's like do we love Trump's hate?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I hate it.
Well, that's like
hate Trump's love. I'll tell you that.
Wait, that
Melania?
Doesn't
why?
Because
he loves the things that I would hate, right?
Okay, so you got some apostrophes in there, maybe a comma to make that make sense.
Yeah,
right. Love, wait, hate
I
Trump.
You would need
love?
The apostrophe would change it.
Yeah, you need that. I mean, realistically, you need that for what I'm saying too. But if you're just chanting, love Trump's hate, it's like that doesn't. That sounds like we're on the other side. Did you guys watch that video? That guy getting fucking beat up.
Yeah,
that,
guy
yeah, that one punch. Yeah,
people were
sick.
Getting mad at my sign because it said "I love Trump," and on the back it said "Psych," but in really small letters.
Poor head.
That video is crazy, and it's very funny because he said the word he says before he gets hit is Pepe, which is like you can't script that.
It's so good.
Better than what it was.
This Pepe, how did that go down? Like he what. Why is that?
So he was wearing a Pepe pin, and someone goes, oh. like, what's the Pepe pin? He goes, well, it's a Pepe, and it's a logo. Boom!
But what is Pepe?
Smash.
Pepe the Frog?
Oh, no.
You don't
shit.
Know about Pepe?
Nah, god damn it.
You got
to
keep your ear to
the
ground.
Pepe is, like,
the
face of the alt-right Twitter, like, me, like
oh.
all the memes. It's really sad. They stole this, like, guy's art. It's like if...
like Frogger?
Yeah, he's like a Frogger.
He's very similar to Frogger.
So he said Pepe and then got punched. He got hit pretty good.
Yeah, he got clocked.
He looked like he was about to cry.
Yeah, he looked very sad. It was great. It was just porn. It's liberal porn.
I just love that his haircut is so, like, hipsterish.
That's what they all look like now. Yeah. All these alt-right fucks have these cool haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
I go into sports clips and I say, give me the alt-right, baby.
Yeah. My cowlick is on the left side. Yeah, why... Is that a uniform thing with their hair, you think? Or is it...
I think they all inspire each other. I don't think they're the most creative bunch. And
yeah.
I think, like, one of their leaders, like, Milo got it, and everyone's like, oh, that's what you do. You shave side of your head, then you're fucking cool.
And skinheads.
It's so funny, because realistically, I bet most of them hate gay people, but they have to be like, well, he's cool, though.
Yeah, well, I see a lot of, like... things have gotten so bad that I'm supporting a gay man.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that
so funny, because don't you feel a little bad for him?
For Milo?
I'm just kidding. No, for the guys who are like, I've got to support a gay guy now. That's like if we had to support like a fucking guy who wore a fedora all the time.
It's funny because Milo's the only one intelligent enough to like put together big words.
Yeah. And they're like, that's our guy.
That's our guy. Yeah, like if there was one other guy that could speak intelligently, they would follow him. And they would get rid of Milo in a second.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just follow? Like if Russell Brand took on, you know, the right side, they'd be like, oh, well, that's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've heard of get him to the Greek, but get him to the White House.
Wait,
I wasn't really paying attention.
I got
attention.
Russell Brand mixed with Russell Peters, so that makes
sense. Russell Peters is
Russell
the point guard for the Thunder.
That's right, right.
All.
So I was just on the train on the way back, and I saw a homeless guy who was he was asking for stuff, and this lady was with her son, like in a carrier, like a little carriage thing, and she gave the man an apple, and the guy goes, "Oh, thank you, my wife loves these." And then the kid started bawling because he thought it was his apple.
Oh, my God.
He was a little shit kid. She was like, we have so many apples. He was like, that was my apple.
Was it Barron?
It was Barron Trump.
Yeah, it was Barron Trump.
They ride the train. They're taking
He got a lot taller. Did you notice that? He got a lot taller. He looks good.
I didn't notice that.
I saw people were tweeting, like, don't talk about Barron Trump. Like, he's a child.
As if they didn't talk about the fucking Obama daughters forever. Pieces of shit.
But it's
or
also
those,
like
or those sweet Olsen twins. Remember them?
remember
the countdown? Wasn't that weird? Do you guys remember the countdown for the Olsen twins turning 18?
I don't think it was weird.
I think
no, I remember it.
There's a countdown right now for my girlfriend to turn 12, and I'm like
the dirty dozen. You get ready, boy. She's gonna be wild.
Baker's dozen, boy. How 18? 18 then. But then they turned 18, and then, like, for no one cared.
No,
like,
they fucked every guy who liked the countdown.
Yeah, everybody. yeah, it was before even
they
Facebook,
fucked really old men, actually.
If you were there, like, it's like when the ball dropped. It's like, if you were there, they're going to kiss you.
Yeah.
And fuck you. What if that's, like, the new... I think that the world is going to get so out of hand that right now we're kissing when the ball drops, but I think eventually it's going to be like, well, now everybody has to fuck somebody. You just immediately start like...
I used to go... I would go to the ball drop every year like 10 years ago, and I would hold up a sign and it had a picture of a dick and then a picture of Clark Jones.
Clark Jones?
Dick Clark. Funny bit.
That's a good callback to something I'm editing out.
What ball drop was it in Chicago?
Come on, Andrew, you're drunk. You're coming on the...
This is bad.
What do you do, improv?
Can we slow everything down?
Do you
guys are real fast. The thing is, you guys have a thing, you know? You've been together a while. You're both named Tim.
Ross and Rachel.
Both named Tim, but not for long. I'm going to be Tom.
Yeah, you're doing a name change. Let's talk about that.
I think I'm going to change this name. Me and Andrew were talking about it the other night. I think I'm going to change my name.
This is a big reveal. We should count down.
Yeah.
Can I say before we start, yes. You should not be taking name advice from a guy who changed his name to Andrew Mice Collins.
First of all, that was on purpose.
Yeah. What name changes?
Think that you were like kidnapped and like forced at gunpoint to change it.
That was come on. Can't I kid around?
Can I kid around too?
I kid the
unbelievable.
you went to Ellis Island just to hang out.
Well, I changed it to Mice because Andrew Dice. Clay.
Right.
I went with Andrew Mice Collin, and I thought I could change it 10 minutes later, but then I got stuck in a 90-day
wormhole. Sometimes you're stuck in a moment.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it.
Love it.
That's a great song.
It's pretty good. What's that?
Walk on.
Yeah, and then I was, that was bad.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were Mice, now you're not. I stomped a Mice. Mice?
I killed
previously
mouse,
on Girls
one, but that's
Night.
On last episode. You can check it out at girls.night/hotter.
Was it on the trap or did you catch it?
It was in a box, like a glue box trap.
So you got it rid of it. You killed it?
I had to stomp it.
Why?
We talked about it on the last episode,
sorry.
So I don't want to get into it. But it was tragic for me. I didn't like doing it, but my girlfriend made me do it. She called me a pussy.
Moving on.
She bullied
Is that
me
why you're changing
it.
Your name? You're trying to get
out
of Dodge?
I'm trying to get out of that. I killed this mouse. I don't know who's mad at me.
I killed a goose one time. Not a goose. I'm sorry. I'm not a goose. A duck.
Oh, that's
a duck.
Fine.
But a baby duck.
What?
What is that? What's a baby duck?
Last time you talked about killing a duckling.
A
cat.
I killed a duckling.
Was it the ugly
duckling?
Oh, man, this was sad. I was driving a golf cart, and I was hammered, and I was in college, and they were walking in a line. There was like eight of them, and I ran. Like, I thought I'd get close, and then I just ran over the last one, And then I reversed back over. No.
Wait, so was your plan here to scare them?
I wanted to scare the whole family. In my head, it was just a quick, you know, a quick drunk thing. I just shanked the putt. You know, I was angry. And so I went to drive and scare it. And go, ah, and then I ran over it, killed it. And then the mom duck turned around and gave one little, like, that, like,
and
that
it just did like a side
out.
Yeah,
side out, like, really? You're going to kill my daughter?
Oh, my God. It was bad. It was, I oh really, it was hurt. And then we can't drove the cart into the river right after that, too.
I will say that the golf cart is the one vehicle that you're driving drunk and you feel like this is right.
Yeah,
this
like it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to be driving. In fact, I should be driving.
You should
this.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never driven a golf cart. It sounds fun.
In your life?
No. I grew up poor,
so
Andrew.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in rural Indiana.
You caddied your whole life. You never
yeah,
did.
I was the
you're
caddy.
A big golfer, though.
Yeah. Oh, I play golf every day.
Have you ever been in a golf?
I've
never
go,
been
had,
in a golf. I've never
golf
met a man.
Mopeds where I'm from. We had, we had golf razors.
He was on a hoverboard. Yeah.
I had to scoot it. The clubs all.
You just rollerbladed the shots.
We didn't have golf bags. We had to carry the clubs one at a time, like a bouquet of flowers. We had bunched up.
Never been on a golf cart.
Never been on a golf cart. The sequel to Never Been Kissed.
Have you been on a go kart?
Yes. Yeah, I almost crashed my buddy's go-kart into a lake just out of it. I was like 13 and I didn't know what I was doing. And I had never dealt with like a clutch before, and he had a clutch on it, and he had to switch gears and shit. And I just could not figure out how to stop it. And I just like kind of got off of it. And I was like, this is going to go into this pond. And then it luckily just stopped.
So you could have also killed some ducks.
Oh, I would have killed. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to do that thing where you know how it's like exciting in movies. You dive out of the car and then it gets into something and explodes.
You think the ducks would be a big explosion?
Yeah,
just feathers everywhere.
Fuck. I
let's
lost
talk
track
name
of.
Change.
Oh, name change. So this all started where. So I just we haven't talked about what we've been up to, but this leads into it. I just worked with Mike Birbiglia last weekend in Bloomington. I spent the week in Bloomington. Super fun.
Hell yeah.
Birbiglia is the best. The first night he got after I got off stage, he was like, "So why haven't you changed your name? Like, what's up with that?" And I was like, "Eh, you know, I think it's." I'm trying to change it. I was going by Thomas Allen Brady for that weekend, and he was like, "That doesn't work." He's like, "It's just not. It sounds like literary or something." And I was like, "Yeah, that kind of sucks." And then he was like, "It's just like," because he was very complimentary, and then he was like, "You are gonna miss out on." He was like, "You should change it before anything big happens." And I was like, "Oh, that's good advice." And the way he was like, "Well, you haven't been on TV yet. It's not too late." So then I spent the whole weekend thinking about it, and he was stuck on Allen Brady. He was like, "Allen Brady is the name. You got to change it to Allen Brady because that's like that sounds like a famous name." And then
does it?
Yeah, I don't know. He was
sounds
like
the guy
that
just
there.
Died. Allen Thick makes. I don't know why it makes me think of that.
Yeah,
probably
know.
The Allen part.
If I had to
guess, no. Please don't speak for me. It's the thick.
My man thick as hell, dude. You see that
hey,
ass? He's thick. That's good.
Oh,
but
that
Allen
good?
Brady, I don't know. There's other Allens, you know? I don't know. There's a lot of Allens.
That's true.
And a lot of Brady. I
what
don't know.
What other Allens are there?
Huh?
Name some Allens.
Let's name some Allens.
Okay.
On the clock. 30 seconds on the clock.
This is one game.
Okay, we're all
circle.
Go around.
Go circle. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to start out?
No, you go first.
All right, Allen Thick.
Allen Greenspan.
Allen Collin.
Allen.
I got a good one.
Al Green. Does that count?
Yeah. Allen Iverson.
Oh, fuck. That's the one. I almost thought I changed my name to that.
The Allen. Allen.
Oh, no.
He's on the Celtics. He was on the Celtics.
I know who you're thinking of.
Allen.
Oh, I got one.
Allen.
You're out of time.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say Al Horford.
Allen DeGeneres.
Allen DeFamily.
Allie McBeal.
There we go.
The Allen G Show. I would watch Allen McBeal, a male lawyer. Now that's interesting.
That would be a story.
Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
No, but some of these Al's could be Alberts.
That's fair. Fat Albert.
Who was
I was thinking of naming
though?
Myself Fat Albert Brady.
Hey, it's my comedy.
What if you're Skinny Albert? What would Skinny Albert sound like?
He'd be like, hey, Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Want to get some decaf coffee?
Don't look in your drink.
Wait. Oh, shit. Cosby, oh, come on.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
What Allen was I thinking of, though? He played for the...
Are you thinking of Al Jefferson was my thought?
No. Nah,
because he did play
He's a shooter, a shooting guard.
Oh.
Played on the Heat.
No, that's not what I was thinking of.
Ray Allen?
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Fuck.
I thought you were thinking of classic IU basketball player, Al... fuck, I can't think of his name.
Al Manjigal.
Mm-hmm.
Manjigal?
What's his last name?
Madrigal.
I don't know the guy.
I asked the guard for a conjugal visit. They gave me a Madrigal visit. The guy just lectured me about politics.
Does he do politics?
He's like, I don't know his act, to be honest.
Yeah. I think he's Daily Show, so I assume it's politics.
That's true.
So your name changed.
So he said Alan Brady. Tweet in if you like it. I think you're fucking
stupid.
Yeah,
why don't we give the fans a choice?
I'm going to give them a choice.
Yeah,
we should
make a Twitter poll.
Yeah, I'll make a Twitter poll. I don't know if I'll necessarily take your advice
on it. Nope,
it's
legally binding,
yeah,
Twitter poll.
True, that's true. So I had the whole weekend with him, and the whole weekend he was like, Alan Brady. I had him sign my copy of Sleepwalk with Me. He signed it to Alan. I have named you, now go forth. And I was like, that's a lot of pressure.
He's kind of playing God a little bit. I don't really like that.
He reminds
me
of Morgan Freeman and Bruce Almighty.
Almighty.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, it only took 3 weeks for this podcast to go off the rails.
I'm not a good pun guy. You know that.
More. Come on. You're a good pun guy. Hey, why did the mushroom leave the party? Because he was
a fun guy. Well, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. So let's give the four choices.
So bad.
Oh, there's four choices.
I don't know. Are there four choices?
Officially,
yeah.
Because Andrew said
okay,
that there
all
are.
Right, okay. So
the final four. The final four.
Final
we'll
four.
Start with, we'll start with. So Nikki weighed in on.
Nikki Brady.
Nikki Glazer weighed in, and she didn't like Alan Brady. She said I should just go by Thomas Brady and that it doesn't make a difference. Berbiglia says Alan Brady. I had a 14-hour drive, and I was driving myself crazy, and I landed on taking my piece of shit father's last name, which is Takar. So then it would be Tom Takar.
Alliteration?
It's got alliteration. It's quick.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's got Brady, Thomas Allen Brady, Tom Takar.
And let's see, Michael B. Jordan.
What about...
No, four choices.
Okay.
Four choices.
Right.
Let me weigh in.
Okay.
I think it's easy for Berbiglia to say you should go by Alan because he doesn't see you every day.
That's true, yeah.
Because it would be so weird to start calling you Alan.
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't want to change my first name. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, it would just be so weird.
Changing my last name, it's like, who gives a shit about a last name?
Yeah.
Like, nobody even knows. What is you guys' last names? I don't even fucking know. Who cares?
I feel like, though, a last name, like Takar, does sound more ethnic.
Wait, what?
What? don't do.
So,
come on. So I was hanging out with a Trump supporter. Like,
and you're an ethnic. Now I think you're an ethnic.
No, but I think a last name does change how people perceive someone if they don't know what they look like.
But
for
here's
sure.
the thing.
That's
here's this other side of that. I am Indian. Like,
well, yeah.
That's what's annoying. Like Tom Brady, people are like, you're a straight white man. Get fucked. Like, get out of my world. But it's like, I am half Indian, and so it's...
So you're a straight white Indian.
Well, straight is a sliding scale, baby. If it's New Year's Eve and the ball drops, I'm standing next to a hot guy. Who knows who I'm fucking?
Hey, baby. Well, that's the thing. People accuse me...
Whoa. Thanks, man. You just slobbered all over my knob for a second.
Nah.
Hell yeah.
This podcast is sick.
Well, how you spell Takar, too.
Yeah, how do you spell Takar?
I don't fucking know. Is it some Indian
bullshit?
T A Q?
No. It's like
Takar.
Like, get out of Takar. Get out of Takar.
Get out of dreams and into Takar.
Oh, no.
Get out of my dreams.
Get out of Takar.
Get into Takar.
The angry Uber driver. Get out of Takar. That's racist.
Look, I was doing Schwarzenegger like we did last time. It sucks, but it's fun.
So how do you?
So Takar spelled Takkar.
Oh, I was way off.
Yep,
I was literally picturing Takar.
That would be Mexican,
so
like Taquito.
People will say, "Why don't you take out the H?"
I thought about that, and that's another possibility. I'm going to talk to some of my Indian boys and see what they think about that. you know.
What
or,
about
hey, listeners, if any of you are not, I mean, I know most of you are rat people and fucking your sister or whatever, but so I don't really care about your opinions.
What about this? I think this solves all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Indian guy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought about going by.
we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked
Tom
about
Big Bang Theory.
I was going to go by Tom Big Bang Theory. So, okay, scratch whatever the last one I said earlier.
Yeah, that's the fun.
I also,
yeah.
Me and Jared were talking about, what if I just change my name to Aladdin Brady?
Tom Aladdin?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Tom Dekar. I'm pretty set with it. My only holdups are like, what if I regret it? My father's a piece of shit, but so is my stepdad, and so are all my mom's ex-husbands. So it's like, and I don't really want to take her maiden name because it's already someone else's name. I don't want to get into
and
it.
And people will pronounce with the H, they'll go Tom the Car. You know,
a lot of people say Thacker
because
when I had to sit
Thacker
for legal proceedings, it was very annoying. But yeah, so but here's the thing. Nikki, I did a set at the Stand on Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay.
When I canceled on our
Thursday
recording. Yeah, Thursday. that's good.
Thanks, bro. Tommy had to leave. Less pressure. I could actually think of things. I could think of things, huh?
Beer.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You guys are drinking Rolling Rocks. I'm drinking this gluten-free cider. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sober January's over.
How long did you make it?
Well, I made it the entirety of January was shorter this year. You know
that. I didn't know that.
I was sober for 10 days, and then it was February. February was came up on us very fast. No, I was sober for 10 days, and then I went to Bloomington, and I was like, fuck this. And then I came back, and I was like, I'm not going to drink in New York until after January. And then, you know, I got bored at an open mic and decided to
for sure,
have
dude.
A beer. And yeah. Now I'm back on.
So Thursday, you're at the Stand.
And Nikki goes up after me, and I had just been announced as Thomas Brady, and she goes, like, what did you guys think of his name? Like, did anybody think of Tom Brady, the quarterback? And nobody, like, made any noise about just that part. And she was like, I think some people were like, no. And then she's like, see, that's proof. But then last night, I do a set at Panic Attack where two things happened to me that were pretty telling, I think, of the name thing. One, a guy, I get on stage, I'm dressed exactly like this, minus the hat. And this guy yells out, tech support. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
really?
Yeah. I think it's my neck beard.
Was he heckling
anything.
The whole thing?
No. It was like this weird thing. And he just needed to tell me.
Well, was this
was
after you said you were half Indian?
I didn't even say that I was Indian
this
on stage.
This was before you even. Oh.
I had just gotten on stage. He goes,
that's
tech support.
Crazy.
Man,
yeah.
He knows you.
Right? Yeah. I think it was.
When
my
I get on
dad.
Stage, people go, NBA player. We get it.
Well, you're on stilts.
They go, Muggsy Hoax.
What?
I was trying to put hoagie in, like you eat, like you're fat. Muggsy, no, you're not fat. It was
Muggsy
like a
hoagie.
I was trying to be insulting, but not
Hoagsy
like
Muggs.
Like, look, I don't like this. I don't like fat shaming, first of all, and you're not a fat man. But I was just trying to put in anything. I just got fat shamed. We'll talk about it.
Tech support, yeah. Though, you're wearing glasses. I don't know if it's
you
an
think
Indian
that's
thing.
It though, anybody wearing glasses isn't automatically tech support.
You have a smart look to you when you don't
thanks,
have a hat
man.
On. No, you
that's
do.
Why I wear the hat.
Yeah,
it makes me feel at home in the world.
But you don't have like
that I'm in here.
It's not a bad thing, but you don't. that anything's always bad when you start like. But you don't look in like you don't look like an
yeah,
Indian.
Yeah, I think you.
Like,
I think you have to know. Like people have tried to guess like what I am, and they're like sometimes they'll land on Indian. Sometimes they say Jewish. Sometimes they say gay man. That's not even a race.
You sure?
It's a choice, but it's
I don't
not
know about that.
No,
it may not be a race, but I'm coming fast.
I'm coming for you. I'll tell you that much. You ever just text somebody that, "Hey, I'm coming for you," and you're jerking off?
I have not.
Oh no!
You can't text when you whack it. I've tried.
That's a T-shirt.
This is part of the Andrew Wisdom section.
You ever go on your porn? Do you ever actually keep porn on your phone? Do you jerk off your phone?
I don't look at porn. Rarely. It's very rare. Get fucked.
It's funny to do a jerk-off motion when someone says they don't look at porn.
Do you really not look at porn?
Oh, he's jerking off to his imagination.
I like to look at porn.
Yeah. What do you jerk off to? Your brain?
I know. Yeah, my brain. You know, I
it's
just
like the thought of your human.
Yeah, just your actual brain.
I just think of the physical.
What part?
Position.
The left
the,
part.
Abdullah Magada. Wait, no.
Abdullah Magada. Your brain needs a check-in, though.
What is it called? I know it.
The medulla
oblongata.
I only know that from Happy Boy.
You said Abdullah Magada.
What's that movie?
Wait, Happy Boy.
What's the movie?
The Water Boy.
Water Boy.
Happy Boy.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Boy would be the worst movie title.
Hey, that's the first third of Moonlight, pretty much.
Water Gilmore.
Insider joke for the Moonlight fans.
What do you jerk off to?
What's that?
What do you jerk off to? Porn?
The Bible.
The Bible.
I said that on stage a couple times, and it really upset people. I don't look at porn. I just jerk off to the Bible like a good man. The part with Eve is pretty hot.
Wearing a leaf and all that.
Oh,
and they really get into detail about the leaf.
Lacy leaf. Lacy white leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
get
weird thoughts, though, when you try to do just your brain?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. What kind of weird thoughts do you mean?
No, like my stepmom will be cooking eggs. Like, in the if
well,
I try.
I think our porn is about stepmoms now.
Yeah, that's true.
But not your own.
You ever watch, it's not that I never watch porn. If I'm on the road for a long time, I'll delve into the devil videos, but,
yeah.
what would you call that? Satan's Snapchat.
Satan's Snapchat.
Yeah, I'll delve in, but, yeah, I mostly just go to the generic page, of you porn or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to give them a promotion because they aren't very good, but most of it's always like Busty Blonde gets analyzed.
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't like that.
It's too much.
I like it simple. I like some clean.
But what's
fun.
An ideal title for you?
Porn. It just says here's some porn,
point.
Idiot.
Are you in when you jerk off to your own brain? Do you?
It's a beautiful mind.
Are
to
you
have,
the
so
one fucking? Or are you picturing some other guy?
It's
fucking?
It's me. I'm never picturing another guy.
Okay. Well, we watch porn. We watch other
I
guys.
I don't
fuck.
Like that part. I think that's part.
So
not,
you
want to
be
I
in
care.
It? You want?
Yeah. If there were porn with me in it, I would. That would be fine.
You know what's weird? I think of you.
Oh, that's fine.
No, you.
I thought that everybody was thinking of me fucking when the.
When you start watching porn.
Yeah.
You're younger. But you're still watching, grown adults.
Yeah, because you can't watch kid porn, which is what you want.
But when you're that age,
they should have
15.
Kid porn, but for other kids.
But you need to, verify your age to watch.
Yeah.
But it's normal for you. You're like, oh, this is my age group.
That's a good point because it could be scary.
I think that's a good point.
No, I'm not. I'm agreeing. If you're when do you start jerking off? 13?
Yeah,
you barely have two hairs on your cock, and then
you have hairs on your
dick? On the end of them. Yeah, just that's the only place. But if you're 13, you're jerking off to some 40-year-old dude. Yeah, who's real hairy. It's gonna scare
Are you.
You
watching solo jack off porn?
Yeah, just a guy jerking off.
No, he's just watching the 40-year-old virgin, the part where they're ripping off his hair. Jerking off some hairy 40-year-old dude.
No, but I agree. I think it's got to be. But then you know.
I would.
It probably scares you from fucking because of that.
When I was a kid, it was just a picture of a woman. That's all I needed. You know, I would get the the Sears catalog thing, and you see a nice brassiere, and you're oh yeah, fucking.
Well, you know my.
Yeah, I'd have one porn mag. That was it. You'd just have one mag back in the day, and then the close up of the vagina. You'd get I would lick it.
Jesus Christ.
I swear I would. I would lay, and then I'd put my dick
one, two,
into
three.
The paper.
I did that
but
one.
Not through the paper. Just I'm fucked. Because it was life size. And I would be is my dick big enough to fill a pussy? And then I would
this
put my.
This is a family podcast.
Is it?
This is a little much for this podcast. But that's okay.
Sorry.
Don't feel bad.
I'm just playing. No, we're already at this point. This bunch of
Tom Allen.
It sounds like Takar is the way you're going.
I want to go back to that. We're not done here with the fucking a piece of paper thing.
Yeah, so a close up of a giant was real. I would think, is this real size? And then I would, life size. And then I was like, oh, then I would get going by putting my cock on a life size. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually having sex. And then, I would do a lot of weird
things. I did the
same
thing with Lifesavers.
With Lifesavers?
I'd be like, oh, this is about how
that's the perfect size.
Life size. Of course, yeah, it still is.
After
like
you had to melt
ones.
It down a little bit.
Yeah, you throw it in the microwave 5 seconds.
Yeah, there was one day I remember my stepdad. I knew my stepdad had a magazine somewhere, and I spent, I'm going to say, 3 hours searching the house when he was gone one day for it. It was just gone. I still don't know.
He probably took
he probably
it on the road.
It away.
He probably took it with him.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't get on the road. There's he would only go to work and home.
You ever call 800 numbers?
No, I was terrified of that sort of shit.
We would call, and you would only listen to the intro part before you started paying, but that was enough.
That was plenty. You got to get going, though, before you call, right?
I'm totally with you on this. It was 1-800, we are 18. So your girlfriend cannot have been a part of it.
Well, in 6 years.
Right.
Wait, so you would, so you would get going before.
No, I did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Why always we are 18? There were so many, you could do big tits, you could do fat twat, you could do.
I know why I didn't do the second one. Because it's a disgusting name for a phone site.
You could do busty huskies.
Well, it has to be 7 numbers. And then you would hear their voice, and you would jerk off, oh, hey. And then, it's crazy. I remember my dad used to have so many, just the numbers.
Yeah.
So he was into it then. He did
it
all the time.
One time, there was a period of my life where we had just gotten a computer for the first time. And
tech support.
Wow, you sick fucks. So the most upsetting part about that is I used to work tech support at the hospital I worked at. I saw the history on my stepdad didn't understand computers. He still doesn't. So I would look at he would accidentally install shit on our computer all the time. There was a big fight in our house once because my stepdad went to some site and it automatically started downloading something to the desktop called like teen porn or something like that. And my mom was pissed. It turned out he's a pedophile. Anyways,
Of him understanding computers. It's just deleting the history. He didn't understand.
Well, he didn't know how to turn it on. I would have to come turn it on. And he's sitting there bare.
Hard as a rock. And you got to turn the computer on.
He's like, put on the pornos for me.
He can't even open the
laptop.
He's like,
how does my dick work? He's so stupid. Now, am I supposed to get hard? I know that the computer's supposed to make me hard, and I'm supposed to jerk off. He's just staring at the screensaver and jerking off. Where's the pornos?
Where are them pornos?
He'd like be on porn sites. And so what I would do, because I didn't want to get caught, but I wanted a little piece of the action too. I would just go through the history and look at what he looked at. So and we had this weird relationship where I'm like jerking off. It was like the lake. What was that movie called with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, the Lake House.
The Lake House of Porn, where we're communicating 2 days at a time through porn.
Would you click on it, or you just jerk off to what your dad would search?
That got me off. I'm like, oh yeah, he was just jerking off to this.
It's like, yeah, we don't play catch, but this is close.
This is a form of catch. We're both throwing at the same. I would just look at what he looked at. It was very weird in retrospect. And then I would cyber on Neopets. Those were my movies.
What was that?
You know Neopets, the website for kids? It was like a...
I didn't know people were like cybering on it.
Yeah, there was message boards where you could go cyber. My handle was Hot Guy.
Are you cybering with the pets? Or
Wait, so you go and you text and you jerk off through text? Is that what you do?
You jerk off with your hands and stuff, but
but
you
know what
you're
I mean.
Like typing,
so
like,
with
hey,
left hand.
Now I've got an erection or whatever, and they'd be like, "Oh, I bet your dick's big," and you'd be like, "Oh, I bet your pussy's so big." Oh man!
But here's
this
the thing:
this is a weird episode.
No,
are you picturing a 40-year-old woman or a 15-year-old?
The thing is, I assumed it was somebody. I assumed it was like a 19-year-old, like you know.
What would she want with the tech support?
Well, I was 25.
Have you ever met up with someone? Did you ever meet up with someone from an AOL? I met up with someone from an AOL chat room once.
I didn't know
what she looked like. It's not like I drove all the way to Orlando to meet her, like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
And I just met her in a chat room. And And then I met her at my buddy's who was with his girlfriend. And I should have met her alone because, you know, because then there's
so
more
pressure.
So, wait,
you tried to make, like, a forced double date?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, and man. She showed up and she, whatever. Like, I hate to judge by looks, but she's just disgusting, you know.
Do you hate that?
Let me preface this. But I hate judging women. But, boy, was she.
She was a bag of shit.
So my buddy put his Nextel, that phone, right by the, I didn't know where it was, but he put it under the couch. So he was like, you getting hard yet? Like, and I'm like fisking around. It was pretty pathetic. Yeah.
Wait,
that was,
so this is like the sitcom thing where he's supposed to be feeding you lines, but instead he's saying, he did you get hard yet?
Pretty much. And he's just like, hey, you fucking loser.
Hey, get hard.
Yeah.
Step one.
ED, get help.
That was I met someone off Craigslist. That was another one where I didn't know what she looked like.
Was it the Craigslist killer?
It was. I'm dead.
Oh, shit, a ghost again.
She was dressed as a kitty cat when
oh,
I showed
really?
Up. Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you mean?
Okay, so I drove.
Is she wearing like a kitty ears?
Yeah, so I swear, I drive over there, and we talked about real estate, so it felt like we had something in common.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a picture. I don't know why I didn't ask for a picture. She's like, yeah, I'm like 5'4", whatever. She just described herself.
Yeah.
5'4", bag of shit.
Yeah. I was like, I'm into
five
it.
5'4", 5'40".
How much shit? A lot. Ooh, what kind of bag?
CVS. And that's why you're a dog walker.
Yeah. Come on, I'm a comic. So I show up. I'm driving over there, and I knock on the door, and she just goes, come in. And then I open the door, and she's on all fours, and she's dressed as a kitty cat. And she has the ears, the whiskers, everything. Like
the whiskers?
Yeah, the whiskers.
She has
everything.
Like a mustache?
Yeah. Well, that wasn't part of the costume. Yeah.
She has fur. Turns out she was a cat.
Yeah.
You walked in, fuck her cat, and leave. There's like a lady in the bedroom.
Why are you hooking up with my cat?
I get there. It's a cat and a dog I'm supposed to fuck.
You don't look anything like the picture.
Like, meow. She starts rubbing up against my leg. I guess I know what happens next.
So she's purring.
Did you get hard? Did you fuck the cat yet?
You fucked the cat. So I, but she was a big, she's a big girl.
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah,
real, mm-hmm. like, and And she starts crawling. She's like really in character though, like real method, you know. And she's crawling.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah.
She's like Daniel. Yeah. And yeah, she looks like Abe Lincoln crawling down, and she looks down. She
Daniel Day-Lewis played Abe Lincoln.
She's giving me these like all that shit, you know. Like, mm-hmm. And we get in the bedroom, and she goes down on me, and.
Like a cat.
Just
would.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
Just like Garfield.
Yeah. Like
hates lasagna.
Like catnip. Like just, you know. And the only time she breaks character is she looked up and she goes, am I a bad kitty cat?
Oh, your
that
cat
sounds like
say
she's
that?
In character. Yeah.
What?
Your cats don't. You've never heard a cat say that before?
I mean, just in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
Never
whenever you
line.
Punish them, they're like, am I a bad kitty cat?
Am I a bad kitty cat?
And I go to her. I was like, well, you're blowing guys your mouth off Craigslist. You're a bad kitty cat.
You didn't say that.
I swear, I did. And she's like, you're right, I am a bad kitty. And it was like, and then she blew me, and then I came, like, right away, and I didn't even, she wouldn't let me finger her or anything. She wouldn't let me touch her.
Well, and yeah, that would be bestiality.
Oh, yeah, because she's still a cat.
Like, as soon as she blows you, she just goes and shits in a litter box. Oh, like, like, scrapes, like, covers up.
So we took her to the shelter, and then no.
Wait, is that the cat who you burned down the house?
That's a different cat.
That's
a different woman. Yeah. That's a different woman. Was that cat a woman all the whole time? I find out I killed someone just now. Was the goose or a duck? Was the duck a cat?
Yeah, you just bump over it like I think that was a duck.
Yeah, every time you come onto this podcast, you tell a different story about murdering an animal.
They're like, I hear that guy screaming, oh, that was a duck, man.
That was a duck.
That was a duck.
Family duck.
We got to keep having Andrew on because it's a new animal murder story every time. And
I got another.
Oh, this could be the new serial.
We could get him to jail at some point if we just keep having him on.
I have another animal, dead animal.
Oh,
story.
Save it for the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we got to save it for the next one.
For
real.
How's
I just left there.
How's your podcast going?
It's good. I'm really enjoying it. It's called Happy Never After. It should have been Happily Never After, and we didn't realize that we
that
made
it's
the
not
poster.
Happy Ever After.
And someone's like, "It's Happily," and I was like, "Yeah, but it kind of looks cool, Happy."
Like,
cause
I like
it's
it.
All
yeah,
like
it's
five
good.
Letters.
Well, I always said that about the movie Happy Boy. I said it should have been Happily Boy.
That's fucked up.
Check out your mandula, obligata.
What was that voice?
That's from Crocodile Kid. No, I'm just kidding. It's from that's from
the kid that got eaten.
No, that's
crocodile.
From Waterboy. That's from
there
Waterboy.
There should be a movie about that.
The
crocodile kid.
It's like Karate
gets
Kid.
Eaten
but
by a crocodile. That's the whole movie.
Oh, that's a pretty good movie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's going good. It's about it's all about divorce. We bring on.
So, were you divorced?
I was a child of divorce, so we bring on kids of divorce or people that have been divorced.
Yeah, he's a child who got divorced.
My dad and my mom left me. Yeah, yeah.
You got reverse emancipated?
Yeah, reverse emancipated.
Emancipated.
He pants me. Woo boy!
Oh my god!
But I heard you're tearing up the charts. From what I hear,
the charts are teared.
I mean, some of us would say torn, but
yep.
Who's that? Natalie Imbruglia.
What did you say?
Imbruglia.
You turned her into a Mexican drink.
Just
I
like
am good at puns, boys. I am punny. All right, so yeah, so we bring on people that have you guys. Your parents were never married.
Yeah,
your parents
but my mom's
divorced.
Been divorced.
My parents still married.
Times.
Still married.
Going strong.
But
I
yeah,
had
so
a broken engagement, though.
You had a broken engagement. Count? Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
You change your name, you'll get on there right away.
I'm gonna take my ex fiance's last name.
Your ex fiance's new husband's last name. Is she remarried or is she married?
I think she might be married now. I haven't kept up with her. Yeah. Well, she blocked me, so I can't.
Did she really block
you? No, I don't know. Oh. I don't think
well,
she's
an NBA center.
That's true. She blocked me. that's what ended the relationship. I said, "You've embarrassed me in front of my man friends. You emasculated me."
Now, in her defense, you shouldn't have challenged her to a one-on-one game in front of all your boys.
That was fucked up. I said, "Guys, come watch me beat this bitch."
She Mutombo'd you.
Yeah.
The finger.
That's too far. That's too far.
That's how the ring. That's how the ring fell off.
That turns me on. Getting all destroyed by a woman. I start jerking off, and then I'm embarrassed in front of all my friends.
No, that's what your dad searched.
Stepdad. I don't know what kind of sick shit my dad looked up. Yeah, probably so like abandoned son porn. It's just a video.
It's
of
probably
a guy
my son will
kids.
Do stand up and change his name in 12 years porn to Takar.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Yeah. So then we bring on like people that have actually been divorced because the co-host has been divorced 3 times. Mm-hmm. And engaged.
I know,
seven.
But she's a wonderful, very funny woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh yeah, man. We have a lot of fun.
I
mean,
that
we've known each other.
To you. she's
thank
great.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew has that disease where he assumes all compliments are related to him somehow.
I
like
love Manchester
that's my
by the
best
Sea.
Disease.
Oh, thank you.
That's my best disease. That would be great. Manchester, have you seen that movie?
Yes. Yeah, I love
it. That was a fire. Did you like it?
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. I liked it.
That's been Manchester by the Sea talk. I give it a Manchester by the Sea plus, but
ooh,
I haven't
Luke
seen
Luke
Menace's
joke from Facebook.
Oh, did he say that?
Exactly.
Now it's Tom Brady's joke.
Tom Takar's.
That's Tom Takar's joke.
Is Tom Takar going to take Tom Brady's jokes? A lot of your jokes have Brady. Are you going to keep the Brady stuff?
I don't
or
need
you,
it.
Yeah, you don't
I
need
can
it.
Change it.
You're great. Yeah.
And if
it
I
would be very easy to go into it.
Yeah, I don't know. That was one thing Birbiglia said that was very nice was he was like, he went on Bob and Tom, and they were talking about it. Bob and Tom is a competitive radio show. But they talked about it, and they were like, oh, does he have, like, a bunch of jokes about his name? And Birbiglia said, no, he's, like, a good comic. It was, like, a nice thing to say.
Oh,
yeah. But, yeah, last night also, oh, this I was going to say, the other thing that just brought me back to after the guy said tech support, another guy came up to me after the show, and he was like, hey, man, great set. What if that was the end of the story?
I've seen comedians do worse.
Dude, there's people that put on Facebook like,
someone
whatever.
Came up to me and said, good job.
That was the
300
whole thing.
Likes. Like, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I like, yeah, yeah, whatever. We won't
I did
say
the
names,
only thing
but
I'm
it's
supposed
like,
to do.
You keep, yeah, yeah. You keep it real up there. And I was like, and then
I know
what?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. I'm good friends with them. So. TJ
Miller. Oh, we're gonna talk about that. You care if we talk about that?
Yeah, I care.
Okay, you put it on the pin. You put it. Well,
it's
Tommy
fine.
Put it in public. Anyways,
well, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
We'll get to that. Damn it, I like want to cut this episode down because I want so much to fit in. We're already 50 minutes in.
How long do you usually run?
We've been doing an hour, but we'll do a little more, and then because I'm gonna trim 10 minutes off the front.
Yeah, we started slow.
Yeah, we were getting into it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I started slow. I apologize.
We're fine. Anyways, this guy after the show comes up and he's like, "You're my favorite comic." Anyway, no, keep doing it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was like, because I went up as Thomas Brady, and he goes, "Oh, your name's Tom Brady. You went up there. I thought you were gonna be like, here's some Patriots jokes." And I thought that he was saying, like, "I'm glad you didn't do that." And I was like, "Yeah, I just feel like that'd be hacky." And then I told him about the name change thing. I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to change my name because I don't want that shit. I don't want people to think that when I go up." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't do bullshit like that." And then he was like, "Oh, I just thought it'd be, like, a good idea." Like, he was pitching it to me.
Do you think he might have met the movie?
Yeah, Patriot Games.
Patriot?
Or The Patriot. Is The Patriot Games a movie?
Patriot
I had a
Games
crazy thing happen yesterday at my show.
What's that?
Not my show, but I was doing a show. And, like, four comics after me, the host gets up, like, "All right, we're giving a free drink ticket. Who wants to play a game for a free drink ticket?" Room goes nuts. She goes, "All right, whoever needs a free drink, first one answer this question. What was the name of the last comic to go up?" Which was me. And dead silence. And then finally, one girl kind of shakily raised her hand. She goes, "Tommy Manamera?"
Manatee?
It was like something. I don't know if it was
NBA
something
player?
Like just off. And I was like, "God damn it!" And I had like a good sense. I was like,
"That's so funny."
Oh, no one will ever know. Yeah.
Well, they probably all knew your first name, though. You know. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Thanks.
But it also shows that you're not one of those comics that
like
nothing worse
remember.
Than the person that ends and he's like, "Well, now find me on Instagram at
right." And it says you're a forgettable comedian that nobody remembers their name. Anyway, like you know, you're one of those comics where people laugh, but it's like they don't hold on to it.
I'm not one of these guys where people just yell racial assumptions at me.
Yeah. That says a lot. I'm going up
potato
there.
Potato farmer.
I'm going up there. I'm making people feel things immediately.
Yeah, terrible.
Vitriol.
I really do feel like I bring bad out of people, but I think you do somewhat too because of that guy on the train.
Oh, my God.
We've talked about him on five different episodes.
Yeah,
it's so fun. There's a guy who bullies Tommy on the train.
Same guy? I heard about this.
Anyways, let's take a quick break real fast so I can get another beer, and then we can get into TJ Miller. We're back. We haven't done sponsors yet. Let's jump into some sponsors, boys. Tommy, you bring a sponsor this one?
Sure. Oh, I have one that will be a future callback. I actually have two.
Future callback?
Yes.
Wow. What would you call that?
Joke.
Call up? Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Wait, yeah. You're calling your shot like fucking Babe Ruth. Like, "Oh, we're going to want to call this one back."
All right. The first one is TJ Miller's DJ Killers.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
This group of masquerading killers who go into different nightclubs and murder DJs, and they're led by everyone's favorite comedian, TJ Miller. Now, my other one. That's a feature callback.
That's one.
Yeah.
That's
my other one is Russell Westbrook's muscle chest hook.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which
I like
is
the sound of that.
It's a giant hook that you stab into your chest. like the way that Kevin Durant made him feel when he left for
he broke his heart.
Oh. And it makes you really muscly because you're so mad that you got that wound.
Do you hang?
Yeah, it's kind of like
the skin hang thing?
Yeah, like a Silence of the Lambs kind of thing.
Oh, that's scary. That's a scary sponsor.
I don't say that on air.
Oh shit, you're right. We might have just
lost
him. We might have just lost him. I got based on the new TV show, it's some merch for them. It's a Young Pope tongue soap.
when
your young Pope is acting up and he's saying naughty words, you scrub his tongue with Young Pope tongue soap. That Young Pope, by the way, he's not that fucking young.
He's not young.
Right? That's like if you called
I'm starting to think
like
the Pope,
guy.
When you hired a Pope, he's too old.
Yeah.
There shouldn't, that should be the regular age of a pope.
And it, there have been popes that are like this young, I think.
Yeah, like, but a long time ago.
Yeah. So this guy is like, what, 50
or whatever?
Our
modern perception of popes is that they're very young.
Yeah.
Or very
old.
Right.
Well,
our ultra modern.
Yeah. I want to see young president. You know,
yeah.
Where it's like a guy who just turned 35 or girl.
Yeah.
I guess you
wasn't
should say
Obama
woman.
The youngest ever in office?
He is that right?
He was 44 or something.
He was the 44th president.
He was. I think Trump is the oldest, right?
Is that right?
Isn't he 70?
72, I think.
Mm.
Doesn't look a day over 90.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a day over, not human.
Yeah, so young pope's tongue. So yeah, I guess that some of these young popes, he says all this nasty shit. You got to scrub him up, you know. Mm. I also have, I'll save the other one for the next step. Andrew, who was just, of course, you were sponsored when you came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, mine are goggles that you wear above water.
Are you talking about glasses?
Am I?
That's a good question.
Yep, that's it.
So is this like, just in case, are girls throwing your drinks in your face that often that you need to wear goggles?
It's not even water related. It's just straight up aesthetics.
It's a fashion thing.
Yeah, it's a fashion thing. I'm sick of people being like, oh, you're putting goggles, what are you going swimming? It's like, no, I'm just fucking... I think I like how they look. Why do I have to go in the water?
People wear goggles when they're like on a motorcycle, don't they?
True.
Yeah, but no activity. Just take away the wind. Take away any of the natural wind, water, fire,
earth,
and
Captain Planet.
Yeah, there's Captain Planet. But there's one more. What was the other one?
Earth, wind, water, fire.
I could have sworn there was five of them.
Wind and fire.
Heart was the other one.
You're right.
Which made no sense.
So
goggles for just everyday man. That's just doing regular things.
All right. You mean Jared Foggle's daily goggles?
Well, Horace Grant wore goggles. Basketball players wear goggles.
Yeah, but those are for an activity.
But that's for an activity.
Do not Horace
it's,
change.
I almost got those goggles to play basketball because I didn't want to wear contacts.
And then what happened? You just quit?
And then, you know, I just got into fucking... pussy. No, that's not true. I wanted to play basketball every... Oh, actually, speaking of this, I wanted to play basketball my entire high school. I thought I was going to be in the NBA until I was 17.
Yeah.
And so, and I still partially, I kind of think about it, but I just don't feel like entering the draft.
So if you could think
I'm
you could
a
be
draft
a
dodger.
What sport would you want to be a pro at?
Basketball. Absolutely
basketball.
Yeah.
Or baseball if I was on the Cubs.
If I was good at baseball, I would say baseball. If there was a wiffle ball league, I would like to do that. But
now, are you talking about with your current body or like if you could like create a body?
Wait. So
like,
here's
do you think you
okay,
could, like,
here's the thing. If I could play if I was cuz what you're asking
yeah.
is I thought it was like if you were good enough to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I am.
But you
I
wouldn't be good enough with
to.
Your current
But that's not. See,
I could be in baseball.
I think
baseball. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, you could play second base. You could be a second base. Willie.
I used to play second base when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I know it already.
Yeah, you're already there.
And I've been to second base more than any other.
My man.
Hey yo.
This guy gets to second base more than Craig Biggio. That's what my girlfriend used to say.
I told
no further.
I lied to a girl and said I played baseball at Tulane, and because all my buddies played baseball at Tulane, I was visiting Alabama. And she was gorgeous. And we got done hooking up, but she wouldn't let me. Again, not a finger. Callback.
She was dressed as a...
she was dressed as
a... Now that I'm looking at your finger, it's cartoonishly big.
Yeah, it's probably
it's
my
It's clawish and human.
I do bite my nails. I don't blame
her.
Oh, yeah, you have a hook hand.
Yeah, it's in Russell Westbrook's chest. So...
Oh, is that the callback we were expecting?
Ironic.
So... Yeah. Anyways, so she let me feel her up, and then she's like, "So I told her I played second base," and she's like, "So you play second base?" I was like, "Didn't you? How good are you?" And I was like, "Didn't you just find out?" And then, yeah, I know. And then I found out later that my buddy actually hooked up with her and blew a load in her mouth, and then kicked her out of the room. And so when I showed up, she was naked in my room, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is like heaven." This was another time. This is a different time
this
I hooked
so
up with
weird.
Her. This is a different time I hooked up with her.
Because
she was visiting New Orleans. And I was like, oh, my God, this is everything I ever wanted in my bed. And then the next day I found out from my buddy that he blew in her mouth And so essentially I blew my buddy in a way, because she didn't brush her teeth or anything. So
I wish that this was a segment on the show called like Andrew's weird hookup story.
Andrew makes Tommy uncomfortable.
Do you feel uncomfortable with that? It's just honest.
No, I love your honesty. Okay. I think it's refreshing. Okay.
It is refreshing.
PC climate.
Yeah, I'm not negative towards women.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that's exactly. He was negative because he kicked her out of the room. Now.
We should have Andrew's PC corner. We have locker room talk, which a lot of this episode has been.
And if there's problems with the PC, call up tech support. How you doing?
You guys missed me saying I'm Adele earlier. Well, I guess that is a PC. And I am Adele.
Rolling in the deep. That's perfect, Adele.
Everything is beautiful.
Is that her?
And it's all no, I just like that song.
Oh,
what's
okay.
That song?
You never heard that song? I used to get woken up to camp to that song. Everything is beautiful.
So it's from like the 60s?
In its own way. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Age burn. Get you some Icy Hot.
Wait, right,
Icy Hot.
Oh, wait, no. I was going to say about the basketball thing. My high school coach was at the shows with Birbiglia.
Oh.
I've held all this resentment
for
him for years. We had 5 shows. This guy was there one.
Oh.
He didn't come
back. I thought he went to all the shows.
No, he came to one. I have been thinking about this man many times in the past several years. Because he broke my heart. He cut me from basketball every year.
From the team.
Every year he cut me. And told me that my time was up in basketball. I had hit my peak. And I was devastated by
it.
And he comes up to me after the shows. He goes, are you from here? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, where'd you go to school at? And I was like, South. And he was like, I thought I recognized you. And I was like, yeah, you meant a lot to me. I said and he goes, I really enjoyed your stuff up there. And that was all he said.
And now he's putting you on the team.
Yeah, well, no, then I was like, yeah, I tried out for basketball every year. And he goes, well, now I'm coaching a team over at in Indianapolis. If you ever want to come watch a game. I'm like, why the fuck would I go watch a high school
game? You got
ball?
An insider.
He watched you.
High school tickets.
What's that?
He watched you.
That's fair.
But also, I mean, it's kind of a beautiful story because if he didn't cut you, you're in the NBA and not doing comedy.
That's true.
Those were the two options.
That's the only option.
Everybody who played on my high school team, now an Indiana Pacer.
You're kidding.
Every single one. Paul George is my best friend.
Was he?
Yeah.
Didn't
he
die?
Betrayed me. What'd you say?
No, it's different George.
No, Paul George.
Boy George?
Yeah.
Are you confusing
George
Michael and Boy
George?
George?
Yeah, I did. No, Paul George cop.
Paul George mall cop.
That's good. That's fine. That's okay.
If you hate the Pacers, that's a funny sign.
Mm-hmm. Paul George mall cop?
Yeah. With a picture of him looking overweight, I guess. I don't know.
Well, a lot of fat shaming on this episode. I won't stand for it. A guy commented.
You called him fat.
I did
that
not.
That was your shaming.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
When did I call him fat?
Behind
when I said,
before he got here.
Yeah. Well,
you said I didn't look anything like the pictures. We've been living together for over a year.
Yeah, you walk in, you're a dog. I'm supposed to fuck.
Meow.
We need sound effects on this show.
The last thing we need.
We need some sound effects.
Oh, this is when I do a character?
Oh, wait, will you do a character, please, before this is over?
You did one earlier.
I did Ron
White.
Oh,
Ron White.
Yeah.
Do you want to give me the character? No, I can.
Okay. Okay, it's the day of the Women's March.
Okay.
You're a men's rights activist.
Men's rights.
Whose name is Manny Rights.
Manny Rights. Okay. Do I go right into it?
What the fuck?
Whoa, did someone just break in
pants?
Here?
Hey, guy. Ow, Manny Rights here.
Oh, Manny. What is that accent, Manny?
I'm from Cleveland.
Really? That's Ohio.
Well, there's no women there, so I like it.
There's no
there.
Women in Cleveland?
Not where I live.
What about Mimi from the Drew Carey show?
That's true, Mimi.
She was more like she got out of town once I showed up there.
Oh, what happened?
Because I don't know if you know, but there's no women in Cleveland.
Well, you did say that.
Yeah. We're up to
is
speed
that
on
why
that.
So Manny, what was your last name?
Manny No Rights.
Well, you fucking cracked Manny our window. You broke through our window. You're going to want to pay for that, I guess. But welcome to the podcast.
Thanks
what
for
brings
having
you here?
The march. I wanted. Ooh. Yeah, I'm anti-march.
You're anti-women's march.
You
huh?
walk one way, I walk the other. That's what I say.
So you were trying to walk through the march?
I walked right through the march. I walked right down the middle. I split it up like a...
Like Noah?
Like Noah did with the ark.
Oh, my God. Were you holding a sign?
Yep. Two signs.
Oh, two signs.
Yeah. Well, the one sign said, look at the other sign. That's what it said.
What did the other sign say?
Look at the other sign.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of a fun bit.
That is good. Yeah, that's good.
Well, Manny Wrights knows his stuff.
I had a sign that I carried in the march. It said, here's your sign.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't like it.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't like anything.
Manny, I don't like your
Well,
energy.
You were marching the wrong way, I tell you.
Well, I was marching with the women. I'm a women's rights activist.
Yeah, what don't you like about women?
Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right, number one, they're loud. Number two, they're obnoxious. Number three, they smell like shit.
What?
Number four, they can't bowl with a 16-pound ball. Number five, they can't hit a home run with a real fence, with a wooden bat. Number seven, they can't throw a javelin more than 140 feet. Number eight, they grow their armpit hair in a weird shape sometimes. Number 12, they a lot of them they perm the hair. I don't like perming the hair; it's wasting the environment.
Well, men do that too
for the environment. Though. Mm. Very few men perm. Number 15, they got weird babies in their knees. Have you ever seen their knees? If you look at their knees, they got babies in there.
What are you talking about?
Look at the baby faces. They got faces of babies in there. Next time you look at a woman,
I think every knee looks pretty weird. You think men's knees look good?
No, men's knees look great.
How do you feel about bee's knees?
Bee's knees? That's a good wax.
So let me ask you a question.
Come on.
Are you a straight man or are you a gay man?
I'm gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, all I don't touch women.
What women have you encountered? Like, when was the last time you saw a woman?
Since I left Cleveland.
When was the last time you, like...
Interacted with a woman.
Interacted.
Yeah.
It's been years.
What was the interaction?
The last interaction?
What set you down this path?
I'll tell you what happened. Okay, so we were all there. It was a Tuesday, 11:45.
Was it
Tuesday? Was it
September
11th?
It was September 11th. It was September 11th.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland. I'll tell you what happened. So we're all there. The first plane hit.
Day.
The first plane hit.
What are you talking about?
The plane.
You were on a plane?
So in New York, I don't know if you know, they used to have these towers.
Right.
They were pretty tall. And they got hit by a plane. Two planes.
Mm-hmm. Two planes.
That's the rapper. There it is. We got a thing.
Who?
We're buds. We're friends.
Yeah, two signs. And so I see the first plane hit, and I look over at Michelle, who I've been dating now for 14 years. And I go, Michelle, can you believe what happened here? And she goes, I never was a New Yorker. They live in a bubble. And I was like, wow, your whole fucking feminine bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. What was Michelle's last name?
What was Michelle's last name?
Obama.
Oh! Wait a second!
Mm-hmm. I know. A lot of people think it's a different one.
So she was already married?
Yeah, she was already married to Barack Obama?
Yeah, this is 2011.
Wait a second.
I mean, wait, what you...
Wait, dude.
Oh my God. This was Manny.
This was 02. This was 02.
Manny,
01, 01, 01.
Manny, yeah. Get your story straight.
First of all, it's been 14 years.
Okay, so what did you say to
Michelle? That just hit me, boys.
What did you say to Michelle?
Huh?
When she said bubble, what do you say?
She said, y'all live in a bubble. And I go, look, lady, I go, first of all, why are you not wearing sleeves? Because it was a bar, it was cold in the bar, and I was like, you're showing off your arms, I don't like it. I don't like you fucking working your triceps.
Okay.
And she had bigger triceps than me, and I'm not a fan of a woman having big triceps. I feel like a woman should have little arms that are soft, like chandeliers. And so I go to her, I go,
are you autistic?
Are you? So I go
we
to
don't autism shame here, Tommy.
So I go to Michelle, I go, can you believe the first plane hit? She goes, I don't care, they live in a bubble. And then the second plane hit. I go, well, now do you fucking care? I go, now do you care a little bit? And she goes to me, listen, she looks at me and she goes, that one I cared about.
It's kind of a redemption story.
Well, so how did she feel about the third one?
The Pentagon?
Yeah.
That one
is this where it gets tricky?
Well, this is the weird thing. She cared the most. She cared the most about the one that hit the forest, because she thinks that that's not the bubble. That's the trees.
Oh yeah, that's true. There are no
the
bubbles
trees,
in trees.
Yeah, the trees don't think.
Like so, as she garnered more sympathy for 9/11, you hated women more? Because it seems like she's getting better.
Yeah, it sounds like she...
well, she got better because I gave her a stern talking to.
Okay.
But it worked.
Well, then she listened to you. You'd think you'd like that.
I didn't
you
want her
like
to.
The type
I wanted her to stick to her guns.
Oh, is that how you get off?
This is why you hate women.
I hate women because they listen to men. I want a woman that will stand there with her, no matter how big her triceps are. I want her to say, look, I don't believe the first plane is a bad thing. I don't believe the second plane is a bad thing.
So you want a woman who loves 9/11?
Yeah, who like
is not even
a 9/11 truther, believes it's all real, and which doesn't care.
Well, look, I don't want every woman to not care. I want a woman, if she says she doesn't care, to stand behind her vindiction.
You sound like a real bag of shit, Manny. To be honest, I don't mean to be argumentative, but you're not making any sense.
Wait.
You hate all women because Michelle Obama, supposedly, which I don't buy this shit. Michelle Obama wasn't in Cleveland in fucking 01.
Why? She's from Chicago.
Yeah.
She
What's she doing in Cleveland? Cleveland's not close to Chicago.
In September, everyone comes.
What for?
Huh?
I lived in Chicago.
It's an accidental comedy festival.
I went to Cleveland for the Cleveland Comedy Festival. No, yeah.
What month was that?
That was September, I guess.
Yep, there you go.
So she does comedy?
She did comedy.
Michelle Obama. What
Michelle
she
Obama
about?
Did stand up.
Was she good?
14 years. Huh?
Was she good?
She's okay. This is what
Wait,
I
do you do stand up?
I did.
What was one of your bits?
Oh, you want to hear
it? Yeah, I didn't want to see it. Not to put you on the spot.
No. Well, look. Okay. It's a little anti women, but.
It's a little. You just said you hate all women.
I hate them all. But my stand up. Sometimes what happened is my agent told me, he said, he goes, look.
You got an agent out of Cleveland?
Yeah, I had an agent. I had an agent out of Cleveland.
Okay.
And he told me, he goes, look, if you want to make it in this business, you gotta be even meaner towards women.
Okay.
This was back, you know, this is 1987.
But that was 29 years ago.
Yeah. Before the wall came down.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
1989. Taylor Swift was born.
Oh, my God. Here we go with your fucking Swift propaganda.
I don't like her either. I don't like Taylor Swift.
What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
Oh, I got a million reasons.
Well, she's a woman.
Wait, let me hear. I want to hear a list of some reasons.
Okay, first of all, she's too tall. Okay? Second of all, I don't like how she sings. With she says she writes in a notebook. I think she does it on the computer. I think she surrounds herself with only beautiful women, and then she pretends that she's very positive body, and I don't like that.
I have a counter argument, but it's mean.
Who does she? Oh, because of Lena Dunham. Because she hangs out with Lena Dunham. That's what you're gonna say?
No. Her best friend Abigail.
Is she not?
She's fine.
Okay, well, I don't see weight. Okay.
Tommy's obsessed with Taylor Swift and Abigail.
I love Abigail.
The other thing about Taylor Swift is she claims she went to Nashville. And
I mean, she certainly
has been to Nashville before.
No, I don't think so.
You think she's never been to Nashville?
She's never been to Nashville. She's never left her house. And that's the thing. Everyone thinks that
that's
she's this big arena girl, but she's never even been in an arena.
But what about her shows?
I've seen her at an arena.
You calling my friend Tommy McNamara a fucking liar?
I saw her at Soldier Field.
How do you know that's not a lookalike, first of all?
Because
how do you know? First of all,
shit.
You're not
you
up
know
there.
What? Fuck, I never thought
And how do you
that.
Know when they put her up on the big screen, that might be her in her house in a green screen?
I say we put her in jail.
That seems like more work than just having her be there.
She didn't want to leave her. She's not a real person.
Are you saying she's
you
an agoraphobe?
She's a real
not even a really real person, I don't think.
Wait, you don't think she's a real person?
I don't think she's real at all.
Well, that's you. Wait a second. You're saying she's too tall.
First of all, she is too tall.
But you're also saying she's not a real person.
She's not real to me.
Oh, you mean she's like fake?
No, she's figuratively real.
Oh, wait.
Literally.
She's literally real? Or
she's literally not a real person, but she's figuratively too tall. Also, this is what happened. And,
I don't think you know what the difference between literally and figuratively are.
Theoretically. I think I know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is the thing. Okay, this is honestly I feel like I'm leading you guys wrong here. I think I'm saying some things that don't make sense. And I feel like if we just backtrack, women should be in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. Manny, I don't think I can listen
to
this.
No, you wanted to hear my bit. You wanted
to hear this is your joke.
My joke.
I guess we have to listen
to
this. So
this is how I do
the
joke. I go, hey, have you ever, hey, guys, who's from Cleveland?
No, I'm okay. Not. Nobody.
And then I go, are you?
Oh, I have to respond.
Yeah,
this is like
a this
crowd.
Part of it.
Oh, this is like shit. This is like a bad joke. You have to have somebody from Cleveland in the audience for it to work?
Yeah.
All right, I'm from Cleveland then.
Okay, how many people here are from Cleveland?
Woo! Oh, you're there too? Okay.
How many guys here think their wives smell like shit?
Woo! Tommy, what the fuck?
How many?
It's also like,
what the fuck? How many guys here think Taylor Swift's a real person?
Woo!
How many guys here think Michelle Obama cared about Tower Number 2?
Woo!
How many people think that this bit is too long?
Woo!
How many people here think that I should probably kill myself?
Wow, I don't support suicide. Teen suicide. You're a teen,
well,
right?
Manny.
Manny, good having you.
I feel like Frankenstein. I created a monster. And get fucked. Get out of here.
Manny.
I'll see you boys later. I'll see you on the much.
That was a really bad bit that he had. Can I be honest? Like, that clip was bad.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
No, Manny's act.
Yeah, my act. I mean, his
Manny's
act
was a little rough. What was that from your
The voice.
Manny, stealing your act, man.
And the other thing about Manny, his voice, it changed over.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It was at least three different voices.
Yeah, at least three.
Yeah. Manny Zuckerberg.
I liked his conviction, though. I liked the guy.
That's crazy about Michelle Obama. Is that real?
Yeah, I wonder if that's real, if she really didn't care about the first building going down. With the second one, she did.
Well, a lot of people thought the first one was an accident.
That's
so that
true.
Actually kind of makes sense.
So maybe she was like, meh.
Yeah, the bubble.
Meh. You know how people say
impress
that.
Impress me.
That don't impress me much. That's what Shania Twain said when the first one
happened. That don't impress me.
Did you know that?
Much.
Okay, so you're Osama bin Laden.
That don't impress me much.
Man.
So you're really tall and you're wearing a turban.
That don't impress me much.
Man, I feel like Al-Qaeda. Bam, bam. All right, boys.
All right, boys.
Let's hear some goat beat. That's what Joe McMahon.
Boom, boom.
Look, guys.
She's hot. Shania Twain.
Yeah, I used to have a crush on her.
My only girlfriend I've ever had looked like her.
I asked her out. She said that I didn't impress her much.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It was a real hard letdown.
Well, that's women. Were you Cleveland?
Wait, are you in character?
No, that's real. My girlfriend looked like her. My ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
The
a little
cat
bit.
Lady?
What happened?
College?
How's that ex doing? How's your ex doing?
She married a heart surgeon.
Oh shit! I forgot. We had a game. We'll play it with Eli. We've done too much time.
Okay, that hurts.
we want to play games with Eli. You're a fucking. You know. We've been recording for.
You
a
have
long
to do
time.
More with Eli because he doesn't have personality.
Shit! You're going after Eli.
Future
Which Eli
guest.
Are we talking about?
Oh shit! Eli Uden.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh shit! He's about to be on.
Good fuck him, dude.
My man.
Oh, we've never had a feud on the podcast before.
That's good. That's gonna boost ratings.
Time. Besides our feud with. Boy Luck Club, obviously.
Oh, my God.
We don't have time. let's talk about let's talk about me. Let's talk about
you. Talk about you.
Number one, number one, why. What I think, what I like, what I mean. Usually.
But occasionally.
Occasionally. Want to talk about Tommy. Andrew. You have a relationship with TJ Miller.
So let's talk about how it happened first.
Yes.
Okay.
How this
yeah,
came about.
Backtrack.
So I'm opening for Brendan Eyre at Levity Live. I have a killer set. Like one of the sets that you will hear about for years.
I heard about it. I heard it was, that don't impress me much. He was in the audience.
But so we're driving home. We're bored. It's a long drive. We're bored. And we decide, hey, we're bored. Let's call Andrew Collin up. See what's going on with him.
What's so funny about this story? The first part doesn't even need to be.
Yeah. So
the whole club thing, we don't need that.
No, I think it sets it up. Well, we didn't need to know that you were opening for Birbiglia or Nikki Glaser.
Because he put it in. They're the ones getting
advice. So you think, let's say in the Facebook post I just posted, here's TJ Miller talking to Andrew.
Here's
people would be like,
Brendan,
why the fuck are you
Brendan
talking about?
Me and Brendan are driving, and we talk to Andrew. That's all it needs
to be. But why are me and Brendan driving?
Oh, I performed at the club.
It's not like a good, it's a great club.
So I bombed, boy. I bombed at that place. That place does not like me much.
I think that is a totally normal amount of exposition.
I just think it doesn't need to be in there.
What are you, an editor?
Yeah, what are you?
We just did a 14-minute character with three laughs. I don't think we need to.
Oh, three laughs. I liked Manny.
I'm kidding.
What's
I'm
his
kidding.
Last name?
Right. That was the joke.
Yeah, Manny Wrights. I'm
the
sorry.
The point was is he wasn't supposed to be funny.
Sure. Man, AV Club's going to have a field day with this. Okay, so Brendan Air Facebook messages. He says, you want to open for me?
He said, I love your comedy and I really respect you.
Let me check the calendar. It's pretty slow.
Speaking of Brendan Air, I'm featuring for him at Caroline, February 7th.
Oh, here we go. I guess
we're
the plug
about not
section.
Having you host again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
He's trying to get those Happily Never After listeners to the show.
It's happy.
It's just happy.
Andrew, okay.
Andrew, why do you have a podcast about divorce? You've never been divorced. I'm
yeah,
just
well, you're
that's
a dirty Indian.
Oh, shit. All right,
we'll restart the story. Out of nowhere, Andrew messaged me these TJ Miller fucking Facebook messages.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I was just kidding.
So now Andrew's turn.
I don't like when you take your headphones off.
Because I look too hot.
You do. It's like, I feel like you're not listening.
Okay, so you messaged TJ Miller. We're going to do a dramatic reading of these.
Yes.
And Tom's going to
direct.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay. So TJ,
we really need Andrew.
All right, I'll tell you what happened.
Should we do that? Yeah. You direct. You direct.
Oh yeah, we could read. Yeah, you're already invested.
Do you want to be Andrew direct. Or TJ?
Here.
Okay, you already got it pulled up. Well, you were going to be TJ, so you already read. I can do either.
Okay. Whatever.
I'll do Andrew. Your Andrew voice is funnier, though. You do Andrew, I'll do TJ.
Okay.
So you've been doing Andrew voice behind my back.
I'll return the favor if you check out my website at Andy Shallows Straight Up.
Is it that southern?
It's
no.
AndyShallows.com.
Okay, but no, they need to know. So
this is what the director
does.
Yeah, so here we go. So interior. INT.
This is good direction.
Okay,
man.
So interior, actually exterior, I was at an outside bar when I got the first message. So exterior bar, Florida.
You sent the first message.
Yeah, I'm telling. No, I didn't.
It opens.
And
with
there
you.
I did. But here, come
oh,
on.
Okay.
So exterior, it's like a it's a bar that's on the water, on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So exterior bar on the rocks, sitting on an outside table.
Mm-hmm.
I just got some Bahama Mamas, and interior. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So okay. No. Okay. Okay.
Should we start?
I'll be honest. Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
Like
what
okay. I will. No,
you were
I'm really
gonna
be real. I'll be honest.
Talk about your act and stuff like that. What you
I'm
were
sorry.
Doing
I'm like
then.
Lost in the Mickey thing. Yeah. I'm gonna do it all. Okay. So this is my first 6 months. I was 6 months into comedy. I was doing a character called Andy Shallows, which was a one-liner comedian who said one-liners. To a Wookiee playing the slide guitar. So an example would be like, I have a wonderful memory of skipping rocks and going straight to needles. So it was a lot of those, but with a Wookiee, and the Wookiee was like 7 foot.
Florida humor.
Not only Florida, but North Florida too. And it was crushing. It was crushing.
You were in all of Florida and
all
North Florida.
So. So I get a message. So I haven't been doing comedy long. I don't really know what's going on. The it's killing though. Wookiee, like I'm doing it at clubs, like the improv. They want me to go straight to featuring. They're like, you can't be a host with that. Like it's a big time thing. So in my mind, and I've crushed. I'm like this is gold. Like I'm like a professional. And by the way, that was the best one liner.
Like, you can't host with that isn't a compliment.
Yeah.
We can't have you host. You're too weird.
The best is when the Wookiee left and I kept the same character but without the music. That bombed so bad. I was like, oh, it was the Wookiee the whole time. So.
Chewbacca guy.
Yeah. And I would like look over. I'd pause. I really would. But there'd be no laughter.
So funny.
And then
you can look this up. How do people look it up?
To type in Andy Shallows.
Bombing.com.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. I should probably take it down.
In case
also, if you type in Andy Shallows, RJ Pozniak, you could come. So anyway, I get a message from TJ Miller. He says, "Hey, please, I have no more room on my regular friends list on Facebook."
Oh,
so you friend requested him.
I guess
he didn't message you out of the blue. No,
I didn't message out of the blue. So I got this message saying, "Hey, man, you know," it was a long message to all his fans saying, "Please give me a like. Please give me a follow over at my fan page so you can get all my updates on my tour."
Right.
And so then I did.
So now, the part you send him.
I will return the favor if you check out my website at andyshadows.com, straight up.
Then TJ responds, and he says, "I'll check it, straight down."
Which I felt was right off the bat mean.
Why did you think it was mean?
Because I felt like he was being a dick, like straight down. Like, yeah, I'll look at it straight down.
What does that mean?
But straight up, I meant like he'll follow me, I'll follow you. Well, I'll be cool, bro.
Oh, and I thought he. It sounds like he's being like
sarcastic,
silly.
I didn't really get.
Like
I didn't
he's
get.
Like, you said straight up, I'll say straight down.
Yeah.
Like you're up.
No, I think he was saying
your attitude is bad off the start.
Yeah, you were coming into this.
Oh
with
yeah, this is bad.
So then.
So I guess we're straight down. Please tell TJ, little Asian giggle.
That means, yeah, there's the little Asian. Yeah. Please tell TJ. So then TJ says, "I am him, so I'll tell me."
Me thanks him and you.
Cut to a day later.
If you ever need an opening act from an unknown Florida comedian who is moderately funny, please keep me in mind.
So I was humble.
You got to do a guest set on a show I'm doing sometime. Otherwise, I have a line of good friends / great comedians that I owe the favor to, ..
So at that point, he's offering me a guest set.
Yeah, yes. At this point, he has offered you a spot. You've just started comedy.
In fairness, I didn't know what a guest set was.
So
he said, "I apologize for your hostility. Good luck with your little brother, big guy."
I don't know what that means.
He says, "I'm the little guy. I wasn't trying to be rude. Sorry about that. I just mean come to a guest spot. I'd happily have you."
Well,
at this point, he's very straightforward.
That's TJ Miller,
the most famous comedian.
Maybe the most famous comedian right now, given all the money and like movies.
But this was 8 years ago.
This is
or 6 years ago.
This is 3 years or
no,
four
6 years
ago.
Ago.
This
six
is 4 years ago.
5 years
2012,
ago.
2012, it says.
It's five years ago.
Sorry. This is 5 years ago. I'm sorry. I forgot what year it is. I feel like we're in 1943. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, because of Hillary Clinton.
If there's any truth to that last message, I would jump on a Greyhound to a train and come to L.A. from Florida just to have a bad feeling that I'll show up and there will be you and 10 other comics throwing eggs at me and asking if I'm fucking serious. When and where? Should I bring eggs?
6 hours later? Yeah. Should I bring eggs? Buddy, I'm saying when I'm in Florida doing Tampa, which I am soon or something, you can ask to do a guest spot on that show. That's the only way we'd ever get to you opening for me, which is all pretty skeptical. Like, do you have clips of you on YouTube you can send me? How long have you been doing comedy?
Understood. Here's a YouTube clip. HTTP. I've been doing comedy for a year, so I know it's a bit presumptuous on my part.
I lied at that
just
point, I guess.
Okay, just wondering if it's a good fit. Something awesome comedy style, I might have a chance. And then he doesn't respond.
Wait, no. I just figured out what the upper message says, and it's important. It says, just wondering if it's a good fit. This is Andrew still.
Wait, do your Andrew.
thought with your twisted, with your twisted awesome your comedy. It's not good.
I thought with your twisted awesome comedy style, I might have a chance.
He calls his comedy twisted.
You're twisted. Okay.
You're fucking twisted.
So then TJ doesn't respond rightfully for 12 days.
But after I send a clip.
Right.
So he didn't like it then.
Or he didn't watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, which is way more likely.
Right.
Not true because you'll find out later.
Okay, so 12 days later. Nice perm, TJ. Nice perm. You're just being like a little mean guy.
Yeah,
like
I was probably like upset that he didn't write me back.
So, of course he didn't write back to that insult.
Which one? The twisted?
The nice perm.
Oh, the perm. But so he didn't write back to my video, which upset me.
Okay, right. 5 months later. New set, no more Wookiee. Maybe now, I guess that could happen, or maybe not. Anyways, be nice to get insight from a badass like yourself. HTTP.
That's a new catchphrase for a southern comedian.
HTTP.
Don't you hate your mom? HTTP.
When she goes to
HTTP. Don't you hate these millennials? HTTP. They're always trying to talk in URLs and such.
HTTP. Hail to the president.
And then TJ responds to this clip 2 months later. He says, good set, man, although it's pretty blue for the first few minutes, which I almost clicked out on a couple times. But you're definitely very funny. I, of course, have a ton of guys I came up with who opened for me. I have to look after that Chicago crew first and foremost. But I can see you being a well-known guy in a few years, at least from your stage presence. Good on you, man. Keep it up. I hope you're performing every night. TJ.
That was really nice.
Right? That's super nice.
That was stupid nice. I was so happy when I got that.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. So and I didn't realize at that point how horrible I was being.
Appreciate the feedback and kind words. I'm in NYC now and have the ability to get on stage every night, writing way less blue these days. Thanks again. Congrats on your success. And then 5 years later, hey, TJ, I run a comedy show at UCB East now. It's a storytelling show. Maybe you want to do it September 24th at 11:30. Thanks.
TJ, I am a movie star. No, I'm just kidding. he didn't respond, right? Or did he respond?
To that? No, yeah. He never responded.
Yeah. That's so weird that he didn't respond.
Nice perm, TJ.
I've met him since.
Oh, yeah.
I met him in person.
Did you bring it up?
No, I got scared. He was with Nick Vatterott. They're friends.
Yeah,
and,
that's a great story of humility. And Andrew, I commend you for sharing that story.
Yeah,
that's
it's fine. I mean,
embarrassing.
Look, a lot of
funny.
Hopefully, what it does is it teaches first time like comedians not to do anything even close to that.
Yeah.
Like with headliner comedians, like the last thing you want to do is ask.
Right.
Especially when you're only 6 months in.
Uh huh. I'm trying to think of like, cause we all have stories where we fucking embarrassed ourselves in front of people we don't want to embarrass ourselves in front of. I was trying to think of one, and I had one earlier, and now I can't fucking remember it. But if I think of it, I'll share it on here. But
you ever asked any older comedians when you were like not that
or
far
just, like,
in?
Embarrass yourself in front of like a comedian?
Think about it.
Yeah, it's hard. I thought of one on the train, and now I can't remember it. Like I definitely was. I definitely annoyed Tommy Jonigan the first time I met him, and now like I open for him sometimes. He's like he's the best, but I definitely irritated him because I was doing guest spots on a show in front of him, and I was wearing the same shirt every night because I was like, this is my good luck shirt.
Yeah,
and Tommy was like, you know, it has nothing to do with your shirt, right? Like you hitting.
But I would do. I still do that.
But your shirt did say "Pussy Man."
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I am the Pussy
My
Man.
My shirt did say, "I am Tommy Jonigan."
and every night that was my whole act. Just like, who would wear a shirt like this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you learn when to ask for things and how to ask for them is very important.
Yeah,
because it can really fuck with you. Also, you don't want to get things from asking. You want to. It should happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because that's how everything ends up happening.
And if
anyway.
TJ, if I ended up driving to Tampa, especially if the Wookiee didn't want to make the trip, I would have bombed
especially
so hard.
And the thing is, you know now, in retrospect, if he saw you with the Wookiee, he would have been like, what the fuck? Like that, he'd probably
he might have liked it.
He'd probably tell that story on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this guy drove 3 hours.
And he had a Wookiee. Like, that would be, like, a part of his, like, special.
There's also a strong chance when this was happening, he was trying to bait me into writing things, and he was probably talking. He might have been talking about
I don't think he was trying to bait you.
No,
or not
sounds
bait
like
me.
He
yeah,
totally
not bait.
Was,
yeah,
it
he,
sounds
was
like he was
pretty
being
sincere.
Very nice. Yeah. He seems like he comes off glowing in that. The part where you say, I'm sorry for your
hostility.
Because
if you do think about it, when you get a video from someone that's not even from your city,
yeah.
you click, you don't write back. Usually you don't. Or
are people sending you videos?
Yeah, I get videos.
From
get
who?
I don't know, just random, like, hey,
yeah.
will you check out my
I've gotten
you get
videos.
That?
Yeah.
Mostly it's when I accept friend requests from people I don't know.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's
comedians.
When it happens.
Like, it's I'll get shit from people where I'm like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't look at them usually. Like, unless they're, like, if there's somebody who, like, follows me on Twitter or something, if there's somebody
yeah.
who, like, I have somewhat of a relationship with or I've met them. And if I've met them at all, I'll look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah.
Like, some I met this fucking asshole in Tampa, actually. He had a Chewbacca on stage. No, this guy had, like, a sketch thing, and he was such a fucking asshole. I can't remember. His name was Vinny. I probably shouldn't.
That's your cousin, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My cousin Vinny, of course. Vinny Takar.
Two youths. The two youths.
No, he fucking... Somebody said that me and him looked alike, and he goes, yeah, if I got hit in the face with a fucking shovel, then he gives me his card and wants me to look at his
wow.
shit, and he's... Then he accuses Tommy of trying to fuck his girlfriend. He's like, oh, yeah, fuck her right in front of me. Why don't you? And we were all like,
Jesus.
Dude, what are you doing? And I watched his shit just to be like, this guy sucks.
It's a great video.
Yeah.
And that guy
like,
ended up being.
He goes, we have over 1 million views. And we looked at, me and Maria looked at his videos when I, you know, she's entertained by colors and lights and sounds and shit. So we look at it, and it's like he meant collectively over like 2,000 videos. They have 1 million, I guess. Even
yeah,
on
yeah.
that, that'd be it's right. He was a fucking.
We have 1 million videos.
Fuck that piece of shit. If you're Vinny from Tampa, go fuck yourself. And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we're gonna wrap this bad boy up. Did you think of any embarrassing stories? I thought of one. I embarrassed the first time I met Todd Glass. I was like barely into comedy, but me and my friends Josh Murphy and Josh Cox started a podcast. And Todd is the best with new comedians, and he agreed to do our podcast for no reason
wow.
after his show. And I was blackout drunk, and I just kept apologizing to him. I was like, man, I love you, comedy. I'm so drunk.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. And he got so annoyed, and he still remembers it.
Wow.
Like, now he's nice, and like I've, like, I have a relationship
yeah.
with him. I'm gay.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Maron, as he says, because he came out on Mark Maron. So yeah. Anyways, but he'll still bring up, like, remember that time you apologized a billion times for being drunk? And it was more annoying. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it for years because I was so embarrassed. I was such a huge fan.
Sounds like you made a glass of yourself.
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. You're just arguing. It's Howard Stern and...
I'm not. I was just having a conversation.
No, you're not.
I have more respect for comedy.
You're trying to be controversial.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're just arguing with me. I have 30 years of experience.
Well, then tell me about comedy. I just think that show business is show business.
Well, then just why don't you do the interview and tell people your opinion?
We were having a good conversation.
No, it's,
oh, come on, Gallagher.